So with that in mind, what have you learned about the Russian invasion and its weaponization of its energy relationship with the EU? And does it set off in any way alarm bells about the EU's economic relationship or dependency with China?
So the fossil fuel dependency with Russia is a unique one, if I may say so. And this is something where we are working hard now to get rid of it. I would take the bigger picture. I think for us in the democracies, we're standing up against the aggressor, the autocrat, that is trying, who's trying to wipe out Ukraine from the map. And therefore, others are watching very closely whether we will win that struggle, that battle. And therefore, it is so important that we are successful, and we are successful in making clear that this is not acceptable, this falling back into behavior of the last century.
So is the China issue sort of a little bit down the road, but more clear now? I mean, what can and should the U.S. and the EU be doing together to more effectively manage China's expansionist goals, both economically and militarily?
I think it is very important that we show the resolve that we're showing right now towards the Russian aggression and invasion. With China, we have a threefold approach. We are very clear that we say there are some topics there where we are negotiating partners, for example, fighting climate change. We have the same interest. We are economic competitors. But we are systemic rivals when it comes, for example, to human rights issues.